I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visits Ukraine, the Biden administration said Wednesday it's providing an additional $200 million in defensive military aid to the country amid soaring fears of a Russian invasion. A senior U.S. Department official said the assistance was approved in late December as part of American efforts to help Ukraine protect itself. Until Wednesday, however, the administration had refused to comment on it. The official was not authorized to discuss the matter publicly before Blinken's meeting in Kiev and spoke on condition of anonymity. The announcement came as Blinken opened a hastily arranged visit to Kiev as he and other administration officials step up warnings about a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine. The White House said Tuesday that Russia could at any point launch an attack on Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russia is sending an unspecified number of troops from the country's far east to Belarus for major war games. That's according to officials Tuesday, a deployment that will further beef up Russian military presence near Ukraine amid Western fears of a planned invasion. Amid those soaring tensions, the White House warned that Russia could attack its neighbor at any point. Russia's Deputy Defense Minister, Alexander Fomin, said the joint drills with Belarus would involve practicing a joint response to external threats. Ukrainian officials have warned that Russia could launch an attack on Ukraine from several directions, including from its ally, Belarus. Again, just recapping, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is visiting Ukraine right now. And the Biden administration has said that it's providing an additional $200 million in defensive military aid to the country amid soaring fears of a Russian invasion. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli police have evicted Palestinian residents from a disputed property in a Flashpoint Jerusalem neighborhood. Pre-dawn demolition took place and in the East Jerusalem neighborhood where attempts by Jewish settlers to evict longtime Palestinian residents has sparked protests that last year helped lead to an 11-day war between Israel and Gaza militants. Earlier in the week, residents held a tense standoff with police officers who had come to evict from the property. The Jerusalem municipality formally seized the property in 2017 to build a special needs school. The family says it has owned the property since before 1967 when Israel captured East Jerusalem. A senior UK minister has said the British public is absolutely furious over allegations of rule-flouting government parties, including a May 2020 staff party in the garden of the Prime Minister's Downing Street residence. Now, the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Tuesday denied misleading Parliament about lockdown-breaching parties and confirmed he has given an account of events to an inquiry probing alleged violations of coronavirus rules by the government. Senior ministers in Johnson's Conservative government said they believed him, but added the Prime Minister would have to resign if he is proven to have lied. A growing number of lawyers and lawmakers from Johnson's Conservative Party expressed discontent with their leader as pressure to oust him with a no-confidence vote grew. Tokyo and a dozen other areas in Japan are set to face new COVID-19 restrictions effective Friday, with local leaders shortening hours for restaurants as Omicron cases hit a record high in the capital. A government commission experts panel on Wednesday approved the plan to put the 13 areas under a three-week restraint through February 13th. The Prime Minister, Fumio Kishida, is expected to officially announce the new measures at a government task force meeting later Wednesday. German news agency DPA has reported that police are investigating thousands of cases of suspected forgery of coronavirus vaccine certificates. The DPA report on Wednesday cited figures obtained from the country's 16 states showing more than 12,000 police investigations have been opened nationwide. DPA reported that the number of probes surged in December after authorities announced new restrictions that largely locked unvaccinated people out of public life. Almost 73% of German population have received a full course of vaccines against COVID-19, while nearly 48% have had an additional booster shot. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.